Xi Jinping's time in Singapore, aside from his historic meeting with Taiwan's leader, is also expected to focus on the promotion of economic ties between China and Singapore. China is already Singapore's largest trading partner. However, many on the Singaporean side are hoping to take things further. Tuesday Luck, Singapore's former Minister of Trade and Industry, says he expects there is going to be a push by the current government in Singapore to have companies in the city-state look towards China for investment opportunities.
China is a country that has a great appeal as a destination for investment. Therefore, we want to drive companies from various fields to invest in China. These include science and technology, information, logistics, aviation, and port administration.
Singapore, as member of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, also has a significant role to play when it comes to regional economic ties. Halimah Yacob, Singapore's parliamentary speaker, said the government of Singapore is keenly aware of the role China plays in Southeast Asia.
China is a very big country, so obviously the steps that it takes, the contributions that it makes, has got a bearing on not just China itself or the Chinese people, but it has also a bearing on the region, which is in Asia.
China's ambassador to Singapore, Chen Xiaodong, says Xi Jinping's forthcoming trip to Singapore is already getting a lot of attention.
The Singaporean people I have contact with, including government officials like the president, the prime minister, ministers, business people, media types, intellectuals from think tanks, and average people, have been paying a lot of attention to President Xi Jinping's visit. They hope the visit will lift the China-Singapore relationship to a higher level and expand cooperation while marking the 25th anniversary of both countries' diplomatic ties.
A series of agreements are expected to be signed during Xi's time in Singapore. He's also due to meet with Singapore's top leadership, including Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and President Tony Tam. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.